Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I am your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey as well as the body, soul, spirit connection. And we really talk on so many different topics, whether it's astrology or just karma or business, career, purpose, or maybe even physical wellness, emotional wellness, mental wellness. There's so many topics that we discuss on this podcast because the soul is all encompassing. And there's so much that goes into this experience that we are in and our soul journey and why we're experiencing the things that we're experiencing, why we struggle and are challenged in certain areas versus someone else. And so I love having all of the conversations because my objective is to inspire and to encourage you, my listeners, my soulish tribe, my soulish fam, and to encourage you in every single episode, really, that you'd be inspired to be more connected, to be more in your authenticity, your empowerment, more in alignment with your purpose, with where you feel called to, you know, and having the balls to go after what it is that you dream of going after in life. And, you know, this podcast, it started 3 years ago. I clearly heard start a podcast and I was like, I don't even know how to do that. I don't even know what platform to use. I don't even know how do you, like, what do you say in a podcast? Like what is it? And so I just like really started the journey, not knowing much and not really honestly having listened to very many podcasts at the time. And I didn't know of the whole world of podcasting. I had no idea. I'd only ever really been involved in music and like video production kind of stuff, but I had never done podcasting. And so it's been a journey, y'all, a 3-year journey, and I'm still here. You're still here. We're all here doing the thing. And so this episode, I really want to focus on a really difficult topic. And I feel like I'm getting really vulnerable in this episode because this is something that's kind of not dark, but it's kind of dark. And this is a topic that if you just found this episode and you're like self-punishment, yes, I believe that you're coming to this episode because you're meant to hear this. We're meant to share in this journey together. And I really, really have like a major heart that this conversation between you and I would be a conversation that would encourage you, leave you inspired, not feeling defeated, and that you would feel empowered to be on wherever you are at in your journey, that you would feel empowered to not have guilt and shame and to further punish yourself for your misgivings, your failures, all of it, right? Anything you've ever done that like you missed it, right? You missed the mark. So in this episode, I really want to talk about a heavy topic called self-punishment. Now, I'm not going to go into like the more self-abusive types of self-punishment, anything that is like self-harm related. I'm not going to go into that, but I'm going to go into like the nuance of self-punishment. The very like beginning stages where a lot of people begin and they don't even realize it because their mentality is that they deserve it. And because it's not heavy and it's not on the self-harm, you know, in that box or in that category very clearly, that we kind of move past it. We don't think that we're in self-harm, but self-punishment can be harmful and can lead you to further, you know, methods of self-punishment, which are in that category or in that box of self-harm. But I want to be really careful with that because, again, I don't want to judge and I don't want to come off judgy or critical. And I don't want to come off like I know everything. I've only helped people work through their self-harm practices and moving into self-love practices. But I want to talk about self-punishment because it's something that as I was kind of getting into my health journey last year, more so than I had been. And I started actually going into the gym and either doing cycling classes or bar classes or Pilates, yoga, all of that. I realized that as I was doing things in a way that I was coming into the gym with the mentality of I'm coming in here to pay my dues and not in a good way. Like I'm here to punish myself, to hurt myself for all the times that I ate something I shouldn't have eaten, didn't work out when I should have worked out, and all my failings in gaining all the weight back. It was like I was punishing myself for ever gaining weight back. And I felt like I deserved it. I deserved to hurt. I deserved to be so sore the next day that I couldn't even really walk or get out of bed. Like, I don't know if you've ever been so sore in so much pain that you literally have to roll out of bed and crawl on your hands and knees, but I had gotten myself to that place of exhaustion and depletion. So I wasn't just working out hard, but I was also barely eating anything because, again, I was self-punishing with what I was eating. So I was going on to the extreme. Again, this is my journey. Everyone has their own journey. I've had a track record of having a small victory and a huge fail, and then having a little bit of a victory and then still failing even more, right? Gaining all the way back, going exactly where I was, fail, 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 fail. Like, I have a history of failing in my physical body and never feeling hardly ever empowered, except for like one other time in my life besides now. And it's always been that way. And so I realized, you know, especially in last year, I realized, look, this is my mountain. For whatever reason, this is part of why I'm here. I obviously came here to really have victory in this area of my life, not just in the physical part, but in the self-empowerment, worthiness, enoughness, because that has translated to me all my life, that I am not worthy, that I'm not enough. I just want to paint a picture. So defeated, so ashamed, so guilty, feeling like a total waste of life and like not worthy of love, of anything. Like, if anyone has ever felt like that, I get you. That's why I was like, and so why don't I just end it? Like, it just makes logical sense. Like, if I have this desire to be with somebody, to be in a partnership, and yet that isn't possible for me because of the way that I look, right? And it hasn't happened. So that proves that, you know, that's true, because that's been my experience. My experience, life experience, has validated the belief that I am not enough, that I am not worthy of love. So if that is the case, I should just end it now. Like, it makes no sense why I should go on. And if I'm such a failure at just even the basic one thing that a woman is meant for, which is to be pursued by a man and to marry, right? Which is what I was taught all my life, is you're going to grow up and you're going to get married and he's going to be a pastor and he's going to be, you know, this awesome, like, brilliant man, and you're going to support him as his wife and bear children. If I can't even accomplish that, and that was like my one assignment all my life and like my main purpose, then why the fuck should I even be here? You know, it just made logical sense to me. And once I started releasing like that agenda, that like, this is how your life is supposed to go. Like, it's supposed to be in this box, you know, in this way, and this is how it's supposed to look like. Once I released that, I started questioning, where does my worth come from? Why am I here? And that made me realize too that as I came out of that feeling of like I have failed in this area, it made me realize, well, what if that was never meant for me? What if I was never meant to be married? What if I was never meant to be in a partnership? What if this life is meant to be single? Like, am I okay with that? What I realized is, no matter how my life ends up playing out, if I end up finding my person, if I end up remaining single for all my life or most of my life, let's say I get somebody in my 80s, somebody hot, hot and tight in my 80s, then cool. But like, if that never happens, am I okay? I realized I'm okay. I'm super happy and content by myself. Like, I don't need anyone or anything outside of me to be happy. I really don't. Not even money. I can be poor AF and still be happy, right? And so it changed my mindset around so many things, y'all. But I realized that even then, even after going through all of that cycling, and I honestly am still there, I'm still cycling through the cycles, right? And I think that is part of life. Life will always bring up everything that we need to heal, to connect with, to experience, to become aware of. This life is always going to bring something up. It never stops. It is always going to bring something up for you to heal, to release, to reconnect with, to embody, to integrate. And I just think that's amazing. Like, I love the fact that life is never ending. It always continues on, and it always will. But if we have the idea that we can fail and that we can miss it, right? Just even that, in like last week's episode, I said, what if I miss it? What if I miss my destiny? Oh my God. That was the worst thought ever. And that's partly what I thought, is like, look, I'm failing. Like, I'm too fat that anybody would want to be with me, that I have missed my destiny. Nobody wants me. The guy that was meant for me, that was my destiny, obviously didn't pick me. But I realized that failure is unavoidable, that I will always fail in that context. If we think that there is even a possibility to fail, then failure is unavoidable. Now, you can think of things in a different perspective and not look at it as so much a failure, but as an experience. Every challenge and every experience is an opportunity to win and to overcome and to grow and to learn. And I think that is what life is about. This is something that is so important, and it's important enough that I want to talk about it. I want to be vulnerable. I may get backlash. I'm not saying that everybody that doesn't eat well or that goes into the gym and is going like all out, that they're punishing themselves. It's the mentality. It's the belief in which you're going in and doing something. Are you doing something from a place of self-worth, empowerment, right? Or are you doing something from a lack of worth and a disempowerment? That changes the game on why you're working out or why you're doing something, anything else, right? And so I just think it's really important to switch how we view things. That is, if failure exists, and if that's something that you're like, no, failure for sure, like we can fail in life, well, then failure is unavoidable. So if you punish yourself every time you fail, then you're actually not learning the lesson. You're not really actually growing. You're actually sticking yourself right where you're at. And you're saying, God, I can't move from this place. You know, I can't move from here because this has become my identity, because I failed. Therefore I am a failure. That's what life is about, is like trying this. Oh, no, I don't like that. Or that's not an alignment, or that doesn't support me. That doesn't serve me. So I'm not going to do that again, right? That actually disempowered me. That made me feel not enough, or I didn't feel highly valued in that situation or in that friend group or in, you know, whatever that is, right? So I'm going to actually take it back and I'm going to try something else. Different ways of living and different practices, different training methods in the gym. Like, everyone is different. Some people majorly respond to an abundance of cardio. Me, not so much. No, that made me hold on to every fat cell in my body. But strength training changed everything for me. We're all figuring out life. We all are challenged in a certain area of life and are struggling at times, and at times having major victories. We have our ups and downs, right? We experience it all in this life, the whole gamut of emotions, of thoughts, of experiences. And some of us have really, really challenging, dark, you know, experiences. Like for me, with self-punishment, just realizing to the core of me that I ultimately didn't believe that I was worthy of being loved, even by myself. I think for me, I had such a depth of self-hatred that self-love wasn't an option anymore, until I made a decision that I don't want to live my life that way anymore. I don't want to punish myself for my misgivings, for my failures, for my weaknesses, for the places where I believe that I am not enough. I don't want to further punish myself. And I just realized that loving myself was the beginning of realizing and reckoning with the self-hatred, and reckoning with the acknowledging, you know, and recognizing the areas in which I was punishing myself for failing, for not being enough, for not saying yes to myself when I should have, you know, not prioritizing my needs, my heart, my value, my worth, and realizing, man, I've given so much of myself to others that I have had nothing else to give to myself. I have not prioritized myself. I have not loved myself. And then I felt even worse, you know, but I had to also cycle through that and forgive myself for not loving myself, for not prioritizing myself. And so before I start crying on that note, because I can feel the waterworks coming, I just want to encourage you that if you have been punishing yourself, it may not be a physical, actual action, but maybe it's your thought life. Maybe it's your emotions. Maybe it's how you feel about yourself, how you think about yourself, what you believe about yourself. I want to encourage you to really, really sit down with those thoughts and to really weigh them. Are they worth hanging on to? Are they worth entertaining? Are they worth holding space for? Or do you deserve better? Do you deserve more love in your life? Do you deserve to love yourself more, to prioritize yourself more, and to give yourself some grace? You know, give yourself some compassion. God, you're just a human, you know? You're a human figuring out this experience of life, right? You're navigating the best you know how. If these are the words that you need to hear today, I'm happy to speak them to you, because you deserve to be given some space and room to navigate life and to figure this out. Figure this shit out. You are worthy of giving yourself every opportunity, every chance to fail, fail again, learn, grow, be challenged, be triggered, and have victory, whether small victories or big victories. You deserve to give yourself the space to do it, to be it, to experience it, no matter in what area of life it is. If it's physical, emotional, mental, energetic, spiritual, you are on a journey. You are on a journey, and you deserve to be on that journey. You don't have to be anything that you aren't. You don't have to have it all figured out. You can be on the journey, and you can be leaning into the mystery of, what is my destiny? What is my purpose? What am I meant to do? What am I meant to be? Who am I meant to be with? Or am I meant to be with anyone? You are allowed to lean into that and to hold space for the mystery and to be on the adventure of experiencing what next. You know, you don't have to have it all figured out. You can be on the journey. I love you guys so much. Thank you for letting me share so vulnerably, so openly. And thank you for not judging me or criticizing me, but thank you for holding space for this conversation. Thank you for listening. I love you all so much. And it is such a privilege and an honor, again, to be on this podcast with you. I do have spaces in the I Am Healed program, which goes through all of this. Goes through forgiveness practices, goes through self-love practices, in order for you to reconnect with your authentic, you know, aligned self, and for you to navigate with some support. So if that is in alignment with you, and if that is something that you would like to do, you'd like to work with me, the link is down below to sign up for the program, and we can have a connection call first before you sign up even, and just talk about your goals or talk about where you're at and what you're feeling for yourself and why you're even interested, you know, in having support in that way. So I love you all so much. Again, thank you again, my soulish tribe. Love you all.